You also need to do is actually start looking at all those evidence-based reports and all these organisations and groups that have done research around income management intervention in the Territory, and just look at those reports and see the results of how much people don't want the intervention, especially a second intervention.
People on the ground been informed? What are you hearing in regards to that about exactly what this policy is and what it means for them?
Okay. For an example, I was present at one of the Senate committee hearings in Alice Springs, along with my grandfather, my grandmother's brother. His community was not consulted. No government officials went out to his community and was talking to him about three bills that's going to be passed. It's already been passed in the House of Reps, and now the Senate needs to think about whether they want this legislation to go through. And with people like my grandfather and the people in his community that wasn't consulted around Stronger Futures, then you have to understand and take notice, and think about, people weren't consulted, they don't know about these bills. So when you got people with low numeracy and literacy skills out in remote communities in the Northern Territory, how are they going to understand these three bills if they couldn't even understand a 700-page legislation in 2007?